Hi, dude.
Hi, dude.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
And what are you doing?
Oh, I just got home from the doctor's. I was just checking my email.
What did the doctor say?
Basically that, it's, I guess her philosophy is that if you've got, at least two resistance to culture it, if you have three or more, just treat it. So she just gave me a prescription for penicillin. So.
Because it was a strep throat.
For strep throat. Because basically the idea is that, if we waited for them to do a culture and get it back, it would just be like no point.
Because either by then it's not strep throat and it's gotten better, or it was strep throat and you're so fucking sick.
Yeah, exactly. So that's sweet.
I'm just sitting outside of the Atlas Cafe. I was doing some maintenance and I sent out all the press releases.
Okay, very cool.
And while I was sitting here, oh my god, there was an undercover arrest with guns and everything. It was really surreal.
What? Where was this?
This is at the Atlas Cafe in Williamsburg.
There was a
car that was driving up Havermeyer, and all of a sudden, I didn't quite see the lead up to it, but another car, like a car was in front of it, or a car pulled in front of it, and forced the other car to stop, and then these dudes got out with fucking silver-shaped, like, stainless steel guns, and were pointing them at the guy in the driver's seat. And I was like, I was in that like fight or flight mode where I was like, oh my god, what do I do? And I sort of backed up to the end of the other end of the, because I was standing up my back. Everyone was just fixed in their seats staring. And I like backed up against the far wall and I was ready to like drop onto my belly if like anything started happening. Because it wasn't really clear what was going on. It was just like somebody approached a car with a gun. You know?
Wait, so these guys were the cops?
They must have been the cops. Either they were the cops or, like, they were... They had guns and they convinced everyone else to leave them alone while they, like, carefully extracted this guy from the car and drove the other car off. No one flashed a badge that I could see. You know, no real police cars ever showed up.
That's really weird.
It was really, really weird.
There was no, like... secret siren in the cop car.
There was no secret siren. There was no sirens displayed. Not that a siren would have proved that they're cops, you know?
I know, but, like, sometimes the undercover cops
are
like...
Oh, I know. It was nothing, none of that. It was just so surreal. It was gun. It was, like, gun as authority. Oh, my God. It was so weird.
That's a little crazy.
And, I ran into, Aras, who was, the guy who... his room I was staying in August, and I'd had a set of like
the guy who lives in the room who was out of town.
Yeah, when he was out of town, and I had his CDs. Like I had some CDs of his that somehow I took his like little soft case of CDs and left mine there.
Oh, I see.
So and I just, I realized this. I mean, he said something to me, like, sent me an email or said something in passing, and I was like, oh, I have CDs at your house? And then I, like, forgot about it. But then I remembered when I discovered his CDs of, like, weird Microsoft Office backups and, like, really weird software stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, this must be RS's. So I gave it to him. He was sitting there.
Got it, dude.
I was pretty... fortuitous, but he said that my W-2's at their house, which makes sense. Which is why it didn't come to Clover and Heather's.
Right. Yeah.
So, anyway, so I'm gonna go over and retrieve that.
That's
going to
bring his
CDs
up to them.
I already gave it to them. Okay. Yeah. I guess I have that and probably some other mail. Probably my registration for the car. I have to change that over. The state thinks that I live there for the car.
Yeah, you should do that.
So.
Where are you now?
sitting out on the street, sitting on the bench outside the coffee shop.
Okay, got it.
Kirsten's, there's a birthday party for Kirsten that coincidentally I read last night. Joey sent it to me last night. It's today. Sent it to me last night. I kind of like glanced over it and immediately like kind of forgot it.
Uh-huh.
Then I realized when I was sitting here and I looked at my email again that it's across the street at the Tainted Lady.
Oh, are you going to go?
I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah, just I heard tons of love for me. I miss that girl.
It's like in 30 minutes, which really means in an hour.
Yeah,
so
totally.
I think that I'm going to go inside and check my mail one more time and then go find something to eat and then go over there.
So cool, dude.
I thought you would be amused to know that.
If you see anyone selling flowers or something, give her something for me.
Okay.
I don't know how easy that is to find for anyone.
I don't know how easy that is. I looked at the website actually today, like about an hour ago for the first time. It looks good.
What website?
Our website.
Our website.
It looks good. It looks good. And I looked at Joanne's remarks about Netscape and IE. And I think
it's really messed up, baby. It looks terrible.
In which?
On Explorer on the Mac.
I know.
I don't have a PC at home, so I can't check.
I'm going to look at Netscape tomorrow and see if it's doing the same thing. With Explorer, I have a feeling it's the Explorer CSS stuff. You know, like Explorer 5 doesn't
support. Explorer isn't.
It's a whole other
CSS.
And we might. I'm thinking we might be writing off Explorer and because that browser has not been updated since early 2003.
Got it. Well, I mean, I think most people on Mac are probably just using, you know,
Safari. Yeah, and I think Joanne mistyped IE6 when it's actually IE5 because there's no version higher than 5.2.3. And really the core of that is a browser. It's like IE5 is a browser that's really like circa 2000. You know, circa, like the core, the really neat of that browser is like circa 99-2000. So.
Got it, dude. Well, I can check, I mean, I'll be at work tomorrow so I can look at Netscape on a PC.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at that too. I'm kind of confused as to.
It's probably just doing the same thing, but that's kind of weirder.
Yeah,
you know?
That's weirder because it should be a Mozilla browser. I don't know. We can try to rebuild it. We can try to do a full like rebuild with tables, but I don't know if that'll work. You know.
Yeah, but Netscape on the PC should be supporting all the current.
I know.
CSS stuff.
That's what I'm confused about. That is what I am confused about.
Anyway, whatever, we'll figure it out.
Anyway, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Did you get my text message that I fucked up all the audio earlier today?
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
That's okay. Are you recording with me now?
I am.
You are. Okay.
I am, dude. I am.
No. God, dude, I'm about to go to the pharmacy. Gonna go get my prescription first.
Get your drugs that make you feel better?
Oh, yeah, hopefully. Well, I'm already feeling a lot better than I was yesterday, so it's good.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Isn't that kind of weird? Because if it really is strep throat, it doesn't just get better, right?
Dude, I have no idea. Maybe it's because I started taking a leave.
Or something.
For a couple of days. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, and, you know, who knows? I might not have strep throat. It might be a virus that's related in the same way, you know? But
that's true.
This is more like a better safe than sorry kind of measure.
Mm-hmm. Got it, dude.
Yeah.
There's somebody who's throwing antifreeze on his windshield. Like, pure, like, he's pouring antifreeze down it. I'm assuming it's antifreeze. which, yeah.
It's probably, like, the lifeblood fluid stuff.
Yeah, I suppose that isn't... Is that the same thing? No.
No.
No. Maybe he's pouring wiper fluid on it. Interesting.
But this just has a different freezing point than water.
Yeah, it's lower, water. Right?
Yeah. Lower.
There's a 99-cent store. Maybe I'll get her something from the 99-cent store. Like, no, don't do that.
No, I'm just saying you should get her something from the 99-cent store. Okay, maybe like a fake jewel ring or something.
Yeah, something really cheesy. Or like really plastic cheap. Flowers or something.
That should be so bad it's good.
I know. That's what I was thinking. It's cold out here.
Yeah, it's not so cold here. Mm. It's probably in the high 60s. Not exactly beach weather, but...
It's in the low 30s here. There's snow all over. The snow didn't really fully melt.
I saw it. I'm a few you mean on the. I looked at the photo of the apartment.
Uh huh.
Which, like, I couldn't get. My phone is full. Like, I have to delete stuff out of it because there's no room. But, I saw them on the site. And, you're right. The upstairs looks bigger than I remember, and the downstairs looks smaller.
Isn't that funny? I mean, you're missing, like, scale of, like, a person standing in there, but I think that it's true. The downstairs back is actually, like, the back area is actually kind of small and dark next to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of have to figure that one out. But, it looks more, I think it looks better when I visited today than when I visited 2 days ago, or yesterday, when was it? It was yesterday. So, that's good. You know. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Sorry, I could barely hear you there.
Yeah, the cord slipped out.
Oh, okay.
I was saying that, like, when I visited it last night, I was kind of like, I was like, oh, this isn't how I remember it, you know? But, But when I visited again today, it was like, oh, this is how I remembered it. It is, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I can live here. You know?
Yeah.
So. I don't think I'm going to sleep there tonight, though.
No.
I think I'm going to sleep at Sherry and Ernie still.
Yeah, that seems like it makes sense. I mean, there's no furniture.
There's no furniture. Like.
Supposedly. No.
Supposedly he's gonna clean the floors, you know, like, they're gonna, like, cause it's pretty, I mean, the people who lived there before didn't clean at all, really, and I kind of made it clear to him that I, you know, he needed it.
That wasn't acceptable.
And he was like, oh yeah, of course, so.
It's like, I'm gonna rent for a pain.
I know.
We can clean the damn floor.
I know, but, you know, the mentality of the landlord, you know. So.
I'm walking on my little back route to the grocery store.
Dude, I'm getting really cold. I'm gonna
go back inside.
And I don't want to talk inside the coffee shop. That feels weird.
Okay, dude. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, dude.
Give Kirsten a big kiss for me, okay?
I will.
Okay,
I'll
all
right.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, dude.